This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2020 and to day 28 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis, and today is January 28. Our reading today will be from Exodus, chapters 28 and 29, Psalm 29, Proverbs chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, and Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. When we left off, Moses was giving instructions on the building of the tabernacle and the altar. We start today with the sons of Aaron becoming priests and the making of their vestments. Let's begin.
Exodus chapter 28 and 29. Now take Aaron your brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar may minister to me. Then you shall make a holy garment for Aaron, your brother, for honor and glory. So you shall speak to all who are wise in understanding, whom I filled with the spirit of wisdom and perception, so they may make Aaron's holy vestments for the sanctuary, in which he shall minister to me as priest. These are the garments they shall make: a breastplate, an ephod, a full-length robe, a skillfully woven tunic with a fringe, a turban, and a sash. So they shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother and his sons, so they may minister to me as priests. They shall take the gold, blue, purple, and scarlet fabric and fine linen, and they shall make the ephod of fine spun linen, the woven work of a designer. The two parts of the ephod shall be joined together attached at their two hems. The woven joining of the ephod, which is on it, shall be of the same workmanship, made of pure gold and blue, purple, and scarlet fabric and fine woven linen. Then you shall take two stones, emeralds, and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel, six of their names on one stone and six names on the other stone, in the order of their birth. With the work of the stone engraver's art, the engraving of a seal, you shall engrave the two stones with the names of the sons of Israel. You shall put the two stones on the shoulders of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel. So Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord on his two shoulders as a memorial. You shall also make bosses of gold, and you shall make two fringes of pure gold intermixed with flowers, a braided work, and fasten the braided fringes to the bosses on the shoulder bands in front. You shall make the oracle of judgment, artistically woven according to the style of the ephod you shall make it, of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet fabric, and fine spun linen you shall make it. It shall be doubled into a square, a span shall be its length, and a span its width. Interwoven into this texture shall be a setting for four rows of stones. There shall be a row for a sardius, a topaz, and an emerald. This shall be the first row. The second row shall be a carbuncle, a sapphire, and a jasper. The third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a chrysolite, a beryl, and an onyx. They shall be set in gold settings, bound together with gold, according to their row. Their stones shall have the names of the sons of Israel, 12 according to their names, as the engravings of seals, each one with its own name. They shall be according to the 12 tribes. You shall make chains for the oracle, a braided work of pure gold. Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel upon the oracle of judgment on his breast, as a memorial before God for him as he goes into the sanctuary. You shall put fringes upon the oracle of judgment, and wreaths on both sides of the oracle. You shall put the two bosses on both shoulders of the ephod in the front. You shall put the revelation and the truth on the oracle of judgment, which will be on the breast of Aaron when he enters the holy place in the Lord's presence. And on his breast, Aaron will discern the judgments for the children of Israel at all times. to go underneath the ephod, you shall make a full-length robe entirely blue. In the middle of it there shall be an opening for the head, the collar bordered in sheepskin, a woven piece. The hem shall be interwoven with the rest to prevent ripping. Beneath the border of the robe you shall make knobs as of a flowering pomegranate, constructed of blue, purple, and scarlet fabric and fine spun linen, all around the hem of the garment. Hanging from each golden knob will be a flower-shaped bell all around the hem of the garment. Its sound will be heard when Aaron is serving as a priest, entering and leaving the holy place before the Lord, that he not die. You shall also make a plate of pure gold, and as the inscription of a seal, engrave on it, Holiness to the Lord. You shall put it on a blue cord, and it shall be on the turban. It shall be on the front of the turban, so it shall be on Aaron's forehead. Aaron shall take away the defilements of the holy things which the children of Israel might dedicate of their every gift of holy things. It shall always be on Aaron's forehead to make them acceptable before the Lord. The appointments of the robes you shall make of linen. You shall make the turban of fine linen, and you shall make a sash of woven work. For Aaron's sons you shall make robes and sashes for them, and turbans you shall make for them for honor and glory. So you shall put them on Aaron your brother and on his sons with him. You shall anoint them, consecrate their hands, and sanctify them so they may minister to me as priests. You shall make for them trousers to cover their naked skin from loin to thigh. Thus Aaron and his sons shall wear them when they come into the tabernacle of testimony, or when they come near the altar of the holy place to minister as priests, so they not bring guilt upon themselves so as to die. It shall be an ordinance forever to him and his seed after him. Now this is what you shall do to them to consecrate them for ministering to me as priests, to serve me in the priesthood. Take one young bull and two rams without blemish, and unleavened loaves kneaded with oil, and unleavened cakes anointed with oil. You shall make them of wheat flour. You shall put them in one basket and bring them in the basket with the young bull and the two rams. Then you shall bring Aaron and his sons to the doors of the tabernacle of testimony and wash them with water. Then, taking the garments, you shall dress Aaron your brother with the cloak, the ephod, the full-length robe, and the oracle. And you shall attach the oracle on the ephod for him. You shall put the mitre on his head, and the sanctified golden plate on the mitre. You shall take the anointing oil, pour it on his head, and anoint him. Then you shall bring his sons, and put the robes on them. You shall gird them with sashes, Aaron and his sons, and crest them with turbans. Their priesthood to me shall be for a continual ordinance. So you shall consecrate Aaron and his sons. You shall also have the young bull brought before the tabernacle of testimony, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands on the head of the young bull before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of testimony. Then you shall kill the young bull before the Lord at the doors of the tabernacle of testimony. You shall take some of the blood of the young bull and put it on the horns of the altar with your finger, and pour all the blood beside the base of the altar. You shall take all the fat that covers the entrails, the fatty lobe attached to the liver, and the two kidneys and the fat on them, and burn them on the altar. But the flesh of the young bull, with its skin and offal, you shall burn with fire outside the camp. It is a sin offering. You shall also take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands on the head of the ram, and you shall kill the ram and take its blood and sprinkle it all around on the altar. Then you shall cut the ram in pieces, wash its entrails and legs, and put them with its pieces and its head. You shall offer the whole ram on the altar. It is a whole burnt offering to the Lord for a sweet aroma, an offering of incense to the Lord. You shall also take the second ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands on the head of the ram. Then you shall kill the ram, and take some of its blood, and put it on the tip of Aaron's right earlobe, on the thumb of his right hand, on the big toe of his right foot, and on the earlobes of his sons, on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. You shall take some of the blood on the altar, and some of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it on Aaron and his robe, on his sons and on his sons' robes with him, and he and his garments shall be sanctified, and his sons' garments with him. But the blood of the ram you shall pour all around the altar. You shall also take the fat of the ram, and the fat that covers the entrails, the fatty lobe attached to the liver, the two kidneys and the fat on them, the right thigh, for it is a ram of consecration, and one loaf of bread, one unleavened cake from the basket of unleavened bread set before the Lord. And you shall put all these things in the hands of Aaron and in the hands of his sons, and you shall set them aside as a separate offering before the Lord. You shall receive them from their hands and offer them on the altar as a whole burnt offering, as a sweet aroma before the Lord. It is an offering to the Lord. Then you shall take the breast from the ram of Aaron's consecration and set it aside before the Lord. It shall be your portion. You shall sanctify the reserved breast and the shoulder that was lifted, both that which was reserved and that which was lifted, from the ram of consecration, both Aaron's portion and that of his sons. It shall be for Aaron and his sons as an ordinance forever among the children of Israel. For it shall be a special offering from the children of Israel, from their peace offerings, a special offering to the Lord. Moreover, Aaron's holy garment of the sanctuary shall be his sons after him, to be anointed and consecrated in them. That son who succeeds him as priest shall put them on for 7 days when he enters the tabernacle of testimony to minister in the holy place. You shall then take the ram of the consecration and boil its flesh in the holy place. Then Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread in the basket by the doors of the tabernacle of testimony. They shall eat those things by which they were sanctified to consecrate their hands. But an outsider shall not eat them, because they are holy. If any of the flesh of the consecration offerings or of the loaves remains until the morning, you shall burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten, because it is holy. Thus you shall do for Aaron and his sons according to all I have commanded you. 7 days you shall consecrate their hands. You shall sacrifice a young calf for the sin offering on the day of purification. You shall purify the altar when you perform a consecration on it, and anoint it so as to sanctify it. 7 days you shall purify the altar and sanctify it, and the altar shall be most holy. Whatever touches the altar will be holy. Now this is what you shall offer on the altar: 2 unblemished lambs of the first year, day by day continually. One lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer in the evening. With the one lamb shall be 1/10 of a measure of fine flour, mixed with 1/4 of a hin of pressed oil, and 1/4 of a hin of wine as a drink offering. The other lamb you shall offer in the evening, as at the morning offering, and according to the drink offering of the morning lamb. You shall offer it as a sacrifice of sweet aroma to the Lord. This shall be a continual sacrifice throughout your generations at the doors of the tabernacle of testimony before the Lord, where I will be known to you to speak to you. There I shall give directions to the children of Israel, and I shall be sanctified in my glory. So I will sanctify the tabernacle of testimony and the altar. I will also consecrate both Aaron and his sons to minister to me as priests. I will be called upon among the children of Israel and will be their God. So they shall know I am the Lord their God, who brought them up out of the land of Egypt to be called upon among them and to be their God. Psalm 29. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me up, and did not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cry to you, and you will heal me. O Lord, you brought my soul out of Hades. You saved me from those who go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For there is wrath in his anger, but life in his will. Weeping will lodge at evening, but great joy in the morning. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall not be shaken forever. O Lord, in your will, grant beauty and power. You turned away your face, and I was troubled. I shall cry to you, O Lord. and to God I shall make supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down into decay? Will the dust confess you, or will it declare your truth? The Lord heard and had mercy on me. The Lord became my helper. You turned my lamentation into dancing for me. You tore up my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing praise to you and not be pierced with sadness. O Lord my God, I shall give thanks to you forever. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. My son, if you assume the debt of your friend, you will deliver your hand to an enemy. For a man's own lips become a strong snare to him, and he is conquered by the utterances of his own mouth. My son, do what I command you, and you will save yourself. For you came into the hands of evil things through your friend. Do not faint, but provoke even your friend for whom you assumed a debt. Do not give sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids, that you may be saved, as a gazelle from the snares, and as a bird from a trap. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold, with his wife and children, and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved, and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry, and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you, if each of you, from his heart, does not forgive his brother his trespasses.
Forgiveness is obviously an important aspect of our faith, and Jesus is teaching about it in today's reading from Matthew. It's not the first time or the last time we will hear from Jesus on this subject. And in the prayer that Jesus taught us, that we are called to say each day and together in liturgy, the Lord's Prayer, we ask God to forgive us our trespasses as we forgive, meaning in the same way that we forgive, those who trespass against us. In other words, what we're asking God to do is to do to us what we do to others. So if we're not forgiving, we're asking God in this prayer not to forgive us. That should make us think before we pray that prayer, and hopefully more than think. I would like to share a few words from some of the fathers of the church on forgiveness, which I think emphasizes its importance. Elder Samson said, The drunkard, the fornicator, and the proud, he will receive God's mercy. But he who does not want to forgive, to excuse, to justify consciously,
intentionally, that person closes himself to eternal life before God, and even more so in the present life. He is turned away and not heard by God.
St. Siloam the Athenite said, "We have such a law. If you forgive, it means that God has forgiven you. But if you do not forgive your brother, it means that your sin remains with you."
Now that's pretty simple and pretty direct and to the point. It's a spiritual law. Often when we are having trouble forgiving, it's because we're not so aware of our own need for forgiveness. And if we think that way, we notice the sins of others so much easier. Listen to what St. John of Kronstadt said. When I hear this, it really wakes me up because I feel the truth of it so much. It's extremely difficult, and without God's grace and your own fervent prayer and abstinence, impossible for you to change for the better. You feel within yourself the action of a multitude of passions, of pride, malice, envy, greediness, the love of money, despondency, slothfulness, fornication, impatience, and disobedience. And yet, you remain in them, are often bound by them, while the long-suffering Lord bears with you, awaiting your return and amendment, and still bestows upon you all the gifts of His mercy. Be then indulgent, patient, and loving to those who live with you and who also suffer from many passions. Conquer every evil by good, and above all, pray to God for them, that He may correct them, that He may turn their hearts to Him, the source of holiness. Do not help the devil to spread his kingdom. Hallow the name of your heavenly Father by your actions. Help Him to spread His kingdom on earth, for we are laborers together with God. Be zealous of the fulfillment of His will on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive them that trespass against you with joy, as a good son rejoices when he has a chance of fulfilling the will of his beloved Father. Wow, think of that. When we refuse to forgive, we are helping the devil to spread his kingdom. We are called to spread the kingdom of God on earth, and an important way of doing that is to have hearts that lean to and are working on forgiveness. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.